there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Welcome to the podcast of the Green River Pentecostal Church. Our prayer is that you will be blessed and encouraged as we step into the living streams of God's holy word. The Green River Pentecostal Church is located at 7337 Kentucky Highway 698, Houstonville, Kentucky. Now let us turn our attention to the message.
We're looking on, are we binding or being bound? We're going to continue with that. And last week when we spoke about, we started on the conditions that we need to fulfill to be able to be more powerful in Christ. Remember what Jude said, that when he wrote, he found it necessary to write that we contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And one of the things that we have to contend with, one of the things that we are is necessary is for us to have a relationship with Christ. But, you know, relationships can be either good or they can be bad. Coming to the house of God, we all know that we're supposed to come to the house of God. But what are we doing while we're here? Turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. And we'll just jump from this verse here. Paul said, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." How many knows that two-timing will cause a breach in a relationship? There was a song back in the 70s that stated something about being torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool. Brother Prentice was carnal just like I was, because he's whispering the words as I go, "Loving both of you or breaking all the rules." Well, from a biblical standpoint, that's exactly true. Remember what we said last week? You cannot serve two masters. For either you'll love one and hate the other, or you'll hold to one and you'll let go of the other. But nevertheless, somebody shout, "Nevertheless." Friend, we don't want to have part of the less. We want to have the part of the better. Nevertheless, the foundation, the very bedrock of God, standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Go to the next verse. But in a great house, somebody shout, "This is a great house." The house of God. It's a great house, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. And if a man will purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. He'll be sanctified and he'll be meet for the master's use. Friend, the reality of it is when we come to the house of God, we can either come just to fulfill a religious exercise. And that's why I wanted her to sing, "Shake up the ground of all my tradition." The reality of it is, you all know as far as well as I know that within the Pentecostal church, there's a lot of tradition, and it's not necessarily bad. But we need to not just hold on to tradition, we need to hold on to Him. We need to hold on to those good traditions, and we need to let go of the old traditions that are bad. But more than anything, we need to hold on to Him and let him deviate in the direction that he wants us to go. If a man will purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. He'll be sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. How many wants the Lord to do a good work, not only in this house, but in us? There's going to take another thing, if I can preach a little bit tonight, and I'll try not to keep you long. It's being a faithful servant, or having faithful service. In the book of Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 5 through 10. Now remember, Jesus has told his disciples, "The things that I do, and greater than these shall ye do, because I go to the Father." Remember, he also told them, "And it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I'll pray the Father that he send you another Comforter, which is even the Holy Ghost." How many knows that when the Holy Ghost came, it was more than just for us to have a feel-good religion? It was more than just for us, for our benefit, to have a Christian amusement park in church. Actually, it was to make us greater servants. It was to give us power to serve the Lord and to be witnesses unto Jesus Christ wherever we are. It started in Jerusalem. It spread to Samaria. It went all through Judea and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. You know what? It needs to start again where we are. It needs to spread out just a little bit farther, because the Lord's coming back and there's a great revival that we need to be part of. The spread the gospel throughout the whole world. And however God decides to do it, friend, we just started podcasting in the church. And the reality of it is, we've been live streaming for a while, and we've seen people from Jerusalem, we've seen people from Africa respond in this podcast or in this live stream. But now we've seen some from Australia or New Zealand. We've seen some even from Putin's Russia. I don't care how it's done. God, let the world hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, because when the gospel has been preached all the way around the world, then Jesus is going to come back. I'm telling you, we're going to be victorious when Jesus Christ comes back. Everything is going to be all right in him. Give him glory in this house. But here, the disciples have come to Jesus, and the apostles said unto the Lord, "Increase our faith." How many wants your faith increased? Remember, the scripture tells us that if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, just a little bit of faith will move mountains. But I looked at this the other day, and the reality of it is that when they said, "Lord, increase our faith," and remember, some of you might think, "Well, I don't have faith." But the scripture says that God hath dealt unto every man the measure of faith. How many believe in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Would you raise your hand? Now give him, raise the other hand, then put both of those hands together if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's two ways to believe in him. You can believe in him with the head, or you can believe in him with the heart. And the heart is where faith comes in action. They said, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said that if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamine tree, "Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." But which of you, and he's, look, I want you to notice that it doesn't really change the thought. First of all, they've asked for something. Then he gives an illustration of the benefit of having that something. But now he's going to open up the door of understanding to them that if you want your faith increased, and if you want to be able to move mountains and sycamine trees or sycamore trees, then ponder this. "But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to a meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup? Friend, I want you to understand that time is getting shorter. I know outside the daylight is longer. I know that outside we're having more ability once we come home from work. Man, with that beautiful sunshine out there, we're able to do just a little bit more. But you know, when you get to a point to where you get tired, you get burnt out, all you want to do is just hit the recliner. And just as soon as you hit the recliner, your head hits the back of the recliner, your eyes begin to close, and the next thing you know, it's time to go to bed. I don't know why you need to, because you've slept all evening anyway. But Jesus said, how many of you that have a servant that he comes in from taking care of the field, plowing or sowing or whatever he's doing, when he comes in, you say, you all just go ahead and rest. You all just go ahead and watch Brother Bill's gun smoke. You all just go ahead and watch Home and Garden. You all go ahead and just do whatever you want to. Take a small nap. But will he not rather say, gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? You know, a lot of times I'm afraid as Christians we have come to the point to where we will do our service somewhat and then we'll say our job's done. Our job's done. If we're not careful, and please don't get offended with what I'm going to say here. Sometimes, you know, when the singing's done, well, my job's done. When the music, when the singers quit singing, the music quits, well, my job's done. We'll worship, we'll praise as long as the singing and the music, but the job ain't done. The job ain't done. The job ain't done, folks. The hour and a half that we have in Sunday school, well, I've done my part for the week. I've gone to Sunday school. The job ain't done. Some of you will get up and come on Sunday night. Thank God for that. But the job ain't done. Some of you will venture out on Wednesday nights, but the job ain't done. You know when it's done? When the Lord says, all right, you've done enough. Hey, he'll say, after I've eaten and drunken, after I have gotten my will performed, after you've done everything that I've told you to do, then you can take a break, then you can take a rest. I want you to understand, the Bible tells us that we are not to faint, we are to continue, for we'll reap if we faint not. If we get tired and quit, even right while we're in the middle of the sowing, then we're not going to have a harvest. But how many knows there's a harvest of the Lord? He's got a job for us to do, and we need, as Jesus said, a 12-year-old, be busy about our Father's business. If we want more faith, we need to serve him more. If we want more ability, we need to put our hand to the plow more. If we want to see more things come to pass, then we're going to have to involve ourselves in more. Rather than saying, I've done enough, we'll not done enough until he says, it's enough. And when he says, it's enough, we'll retire up there. Give God glory in this house tonight. So likewise, somebody say likewise. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do. And then for the last thing that I'm going to preach on tonight, or bring, I'm going to bring a second point. And I'm not going to be long, like I said tonight. I don't even know how long I've been up here. But it's an important part is this. I know we're full gospel, but sometimes it takes prayer and it takes fasting. Sometimes it takes putting away something that we like to do, alter our behaviors, look at our time schedules, and do something beneficial. Is there anything wrong with Brother Bill Walls's gun smoke? No, I don't think there is. Not a bit. Compared to all this other garbage now that's on TV, you need to have a gun smoke revival. One to where there's no F-bombs every time you turn around. One that you don't have to have your face blushing because your children have just seen somebody drop their clothes and engaged in something that they ought not see. You need to have a gun smoke revival. But the reality of it is, what we really need is to have time in the presence of God Almighty. If we've waited to come to the house of God to come into His presence, we have waited about 6 days too long. We ought to be in the presence of the Lord. We ought to be in His presence every day of our life. But sometimes, somebody say sometimes. In Matthew 17, verses 15 through 21, there is a question that is going to be asked. But before, let me give you just a little bit before the question is asked. There's a man, Jesus has gone away from His disciples. But there is a man that has a son who is a lunatic, the Bible says. And he's probably a teenage boy, maybe pre-adolescence. And he has fits. Do we Pentecostals know anything about fits? He has demonic fits. And this demon tries to kill him. He foams at the mouth, and if there's a fire, he'll just fall in it. The devil will push him down in it, trying to destroy him. This man, this father that loves his son, even though he's a lunatic, he brings his son to the apostles, to the disciples, because he knows it's more than just a medical issue. It's a spiritual issue. And he wants his disciples, he wants the disciples of Christ to cast out the devil that's in the young man. And they can't do it. And then in verse 15, Jesus has come, and the man says, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic." Parents, let me give you just a little bit of parenting from the scripture here. This man doesn't ignore what's happening to his son. Some of us, if somebody called our child a lunatic, we'd be ready to fist fight. "You can't talk about my child like that." You're never going to get help with a problem if you don't diagnose it correctly. Sometimes our babies ain't little angels. Sometimes they little devils. Sometimes they lunatics. And sore vexed. Not only is he sore vexed, but the father is vexed. He knows there's a problem. He's just went to the presbytery of the church, and they're not able to do anything, so he can only take him straight to Jesus. "For oft times he falleth in the fire, and if the fire can't kill him, then the devil tries to drown him. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? He's going to be with them for less than 3.5 years. He's probably maybe got about a year and a half at this point. Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer or put up with you? Bring him hither to me. Next verse. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. How many knows that the name of Jesus is still powerful? I heard Perry Stone one time talk about we waste our time rebuking the devil. Because sometimes when we say, devil, I rebuke thee, the devil just won't rebuke. And there's a scripture about how Michael and the archangel, how that he was verbally arguing with the devil. The devil was arguing about the body of Moses. Because, see, Moses died upon, I believe it was Mount Nebo, and God took the body of Moses and buried it, and nobody knows where that body is buried anyway. And it really don't matter because Moses, he appeared to Jesus Christ up on the Mount of Transfiguration, so the body wasn't valuable anyway, but Moses was still alive even after the body fell. Aren't you glad tonight that even after the body falls, the child of God is still in the presence of God, still usable by God? Well, Michael, the Bible said, did not bring a railing accusation even against the devil. Have you thought about that? That Michael didn't waste any words looking at him and say, you old slew foot, you forked tongue serpent, you dragon, you accuser of the brethren, I ought to just poke you in the nose. No, he didn't do that. You know what he said? The Lord rebuketh. If we're not careful, sometimes we'll try to rebuke things in our own self when it really isn't up to us. It's what does God say about it. And when you can use what he says about it, that's more powerful than saying what I say about it. Well, then came the disciples to Jesus. After the man was gone away, after the boy was healed, after Jesus delivered him from the devil, the disciples came to him and said, well, why couldn't we do that? Why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Is there anybody in this house sometimes has issues with unbelief? Oh, come on. The man himself even told Jesus, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. I know God can heal. I know that God can heal, but whenever it's your family member, when the doctor gives a diagnosis of cancer for somebody else, I believe God can heal. But then whenever it's our family member, I still believe God can heal. But how do I transition from that point, believing that God can heal, to the point to where I believe God will heal? That's the area. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. But help me, my unbelief. You ain't helping me tonight. Lord, I believe. Well, sometimes it's going to take more than just what we've always done. If we do what we've always done, we're going to get what we've always gotten. But if we will bring it up a notch or two and seek the Lord with all of our heart and begin to not satisfy the lust of the flesh and not satisfy the desires of the the flesh and try to bring ourselves into a place of temperance to where we find him more than we've ever found him, then God is going to be able to do something through us, because it ain't us, baby. Jesus said, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing. Somebody shout, nothing. Nothing. Somebody say it again. Nothing. Nothing shall be impossible. Howbeit, somebody say, howbeit, this kind. What kind is it? I don't know, but it's this kind. Is it the faith? Is Jesus talking about this kind of faith? Or is Jesus talking about this kind of devil? Who said yes? Raise your hand. The answer is yes. That's exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about this kind of faith and this kind of devil. This kind goeth not out. Well, what needs to go out? The power of your faith and the devil. And sometimes to be able to go out. I've got a friend, used to be my boss, and he loads his own ammunition. He's ex-military, and he's probably got enough ammunition to, if the Amish ever decide they're going to raise up, he's probably got enough to defend himself against the Amish. That's kind of humorous there if you didn't catch it. But he was talking about his brother. He's got a brother that's a twin. And his brother's kind of a knucklehead, according to him. And, you know, whenever my friend loads his ammunition, he will always measure it. And not only will he measure it, he will also weigh the cartridge. Because being in the military, he knows that everything's got to be just right. Because one day, they were shooting. His brother's son, his nephew, had a gun, and he put one of his dad's cartridges in the gun, and whenever he shot the gun, it was too much powder for the gun, and it injured the gun and didn't do very much good for the boy's hand. And he said, that knuckle-headed brother of mine that was just not really being careful, not really caring what he was doing, he was just in a hurry doing it. Friend, I'm going to tell you, sometimes it takes more care. Sometimes it takes more attention. Sometimes it takes having more knowledge of what we got. Listen, through the power of the Holy Ghost, God has given us the power to do what needs to be done in these days that we're living in. Let me talk to this side. I'm hearing some come ons over here. The Holy Ghost, through the power of the Holy Ghost, God has given us every tool we need to be victorious over everything that the devil throws at us. If first of all we'll be faithful servants, or first of all we'll have a right relationship with Jesus Christ, number two, if we'll be faithful servants, and number three, if we will step it up a notch and sometimes do more by prayer and fasting to get a hold of God so that he can take out everything in us. that's standing in the way. I'm done. Musicians come. How long was I up here? 15, about 23, 24, 25 minutes. You know what? I didn't give you a 45-minute message so you can pray just a little bit longer or something tonight. Are we binding or are we bound? Go to a Golden Corral buffet. I was there yesterday morning. I was. Had to go to Lexington, so we went through Richmond and we stopped at Golden Buffet restaurant for breakfast. I like their breakfast. But sometimes we need just to bypass it. Sometimes we need to turn off the smoke and gun. Sometimes we need to turn up the scripture. Sometimes we need to stop talking about Coach Pope, Coach Calipari. Sometimes we need not to be so concerned about the Cincinnati Reds and get our mind on Him. Would you stand? His way is better. His way is better. How many will make room for Him? Bring that song up if you will. She's going to sing it some more. This altar is open. Tonight, won't you just come? You can even just come to praise Him.